Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Why are they playing then?
I don't know. Maybe to give you some time to go elegantly into the audience.
How do you get from there to here and here to there? Okay, go over here. Are you still practicing or what is this? Oh, you're playing me into the audience. Oh, okay. I thought you were just taking over. All right. Did I mention, by the way, besides John Tooling, our piano player, that's Jeff Hammond on the bass? And did I mention that distinguished-looking gentleman there on the drums is none other than the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield! Funky drummer! Funky! Played with James Brown. In the day when all those hits were rolling off, including Funky Drummer. Wasn't that one of the hits? Yeah. That's the only way he'll talk to me. You know, it's kind of annoying. Laura Karagian? Close? Thanks. Thank you very much. When we left Bismarck at 6 a.m. today, there was a bright, very bright star in the east and a meteor across the sky to send us on our way. What astronomical phenomenon? I think it's biblical. I think something bigger than astronomy brought you here. I'm not saying it's just you and me or anything. I'm saying because he's there too. But, I'm saying it's, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I'll say no more. Al Beaton is a college instructor in Fargo. Is it true that you own a wood chipper? Where is Al? What are you, a wise guy, Al? You're an instructor. Is that the way you talk to your students? Probably, huh? No, but you know in the movie, you can't do that with a wood chipper. There was a guy in Wisconsin. Oh, never mind. I don't really like that. It's kind of grisly. Remember that guy? He was on a bridge over a river, and he was disposing of something. But it's not designed for it. Don't do it. A sausage maker. If you had like a big sausage grinder. But then you need a whole lot of casing. And then you're left with the sausage, so you know you don't really gain anything. You still got to dispose of the sausage. And so, stop me if I'm wrong.
Stop. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Do you ever make a sausage or anything like that?
No.
You make any foodstuffs at all, or?
I try to avoid it.
Yeah. No cooking at all? You never cooked?
Well, survival.
Yeah. Okay.
He loves to stir.
After all these years, he's still stirring. You're in business. You know, it's when he stops stirring that you got to worry.
That's true.
Yeah. So you get the pot going and give him the spoon, is that it?
No, I like him to stay away from it, but he does that to bug me.
You could get like a very long spoon. It
doesn't make any difference. Long, short, I've tried them all.
What is your name? Because I want to quote you. In a
Spoons, I'm talking.
I know you are. Everybody knows it. What's your name?
Nancy Sager.
I'm Ron.
Okay, I figured he was. If he wasn't, it's even a better story, though. Some guy with a long spoon is stirring your pot. What do we have for them? They deserve something for that.
Well, so that they can spend a little less time in the kitchen, we've got a box of chocolate-covered potato chips from Carol Widman's Candy Company in Fargo.
Oh, what a good idea. Who thought of that? That's such a good idea. What audience member performed 28 nuptials on the infield before a Minnesota Twins baseball game, much to the chagrin of his bishop? I don't know. Is it Jerry Gottfried? Yeah. You were in the movie, too, weren't you? You played the father, didn't you? Hey, how you doing? Father, pastor, I guess that's typecasting for you. Yes. I'll come down here to say hello. Excuse me. Pardon me. Fargo South. Go Bruins.
Go Bruins.
Yeah. Are you out for a sport?
No.
Well, what's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Do you have a sport?
Trust me, there's a lot of things wrong with that.
No sports, tennis or anything? Or
No.
Field hockey?
Unfortunately not.
No. Oh! Wait a second, I'm getting to the pastor here. Don't you do that. To the front, to the church. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Very
good. So the bishop didn't care for you doing that on the ball field?
No, I think she might have been a little embarrassed by it at all.
Don't you have to clear it before you actually do that kind of thing?
Apparently I didn't.
You mean apparently you didn't?
Well, of course.
You did or you didn't?
I did not, no. Yeah. I did not.
Isn't it usual to go through channels before you're doing nuptials in front of twins game or something?
I guess you were supposed to, but I didn't. No, I didn't.
Were any of the ball players involved in a nuptial?
Actually, there was. Tony Oliva was the witness for all those weddings.
Oh, he was the witness.
He's a witness.
He was not involved as a participant, though.
Well, he was sitting right next to me signing the wedding certificates.
Yeah.
He was right right there.
Autographed the certificates. Does that make them legal or not? I think
they make them valuable. I think they make a collectible. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. And if I need an uptroll or a ball game, what about you? Did you go out for a sport?
I'm going for badminton.
What?
Badminton.
Badminton. See? Go for badminton. Do something. I do something. It's good for it looks good on your resume, say you're a badminton player. All right, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes, including chocolate-covered potato chips, which sounds great to me. Before we can play, we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. Who ended up with that? Okay. Why don't you come down that way, and I'll meet you down there. This is a legal requirement saying who can and cannot participate in the quiz. And let's find out about those legal qualifications. How are you, sir? Doing good? Thank you for joining us. And where? Here? Okay. How are you? Okay. What? Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
You are?
I'm great. My name's John.
John?
Yeah.
Just use the one name?
John Pike.
John Pike, how are you, John? Take that and
okay, awesome. Yeah. Sure. All questions on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. You're getting C grades. It's the disparity here that concerns your dad and me. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone screwed it up. Okay. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very good. One of the better renditions out there. Thank you very much, Tom. All right, let's see the hands of those who want to try them at the quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes. Who wants to play the quiz? Come on, Fargo. Come on, Moorhead. Come on, West Fargo. Who's going to do it? Are you standing up for this quiz or just because you got to stretch? What? For the quiz? Well, you went all the trouble standing up then. Why don't you come down here? That's pretty cool. Never had that happen before. Someone actually stood up. Is that a local custom? Thank you for doing that. And you, hi.
How are you? Good. Thank you.
And you are?
Keith Sandberg.
Keith?
Correct.
Where are you from?
North Fargo.
North Fargo! And Keith, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I listen to it every week.
Good enough.
Usually twice, because I just...
Oh, my God, you're a glutton. A glutton for punishment. Come on, Keith, come on up here. Look at the curling. We got curling equipment. Chipper. There you go. I don't know if you want those. You want headphones or not? Optional. Okay. What do you do in life as we know it, Keith?
I'm an IT director.
IT director?
And I do investment advisor.
Oh, my God. Two things I would never touch with a 10-foot spoon. Wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot spoon. What?
So, and we have six kids, so pretty busy there.
When do you have time? I mean, for IT. With how many kids? Six?
Six.
Names real quick.
Claire, Lauren, Nathan.
Real quick.
Mark. Carl, Aubrey. It's in the right order, even.
Yeah. A lot of folks with big families use the same letter, you know.
It'd be easier.
Yeah. Did you think about that? Was it hard? Are you the namer in the family?
We adopted him.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So.
So, we didn't have a lot of choice. In
oh, okay. All right, that's cool. Fabulous. And I bet all the kids love What Do You Know, don't they, when you're listening to it twice
My
a
oldest
week.
Daughter does.
She does?
Yeah.
1 out of 6 is about our
that's
ratio.
Good.
Yeah, that's really...
16%.
Yeah, no, that's better than I usually do. Okay. Keith, someone there plays along with you. How do they do that?
Well, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 701-231-5000 and answer this qualifying question.
701-231-5000?
That's right.
Is there an easy way to remember that?
There is not an easy way to remember that.
So just got to know it's 701-231-5000?
That's right. It's 701-231-5000.
Okay. Number to call her if you want to play the quiz. And the question is, what did Mort Bank of Bismarck get for his gallon jug of McJordan burger sauce? This made the news all around the world because no one could believe it. He had a McDonald's restaurant, I guess, there in Bismarck, and he happened to have... They did a promotion in the 90s with McJordan burgers. He had a big jug of the sauce left. Put it on the market. We want to know, what did he get for it? That's the question. We go to the phone. Once again, 701-231-5000. Donovan's on the line from Regan, North Dakota. Hey, Donovan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm a little under the weather, but...
Oh, you are? That's going it's going around, though.
Yeah, they say that.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be better. Are you taking a lot of fluids and staying warm?
We're trying, yep.
Okay. Donovan, what did Mort Bank of Bismarck get for his gallon jug of McJordan burger sauce?
$10,000.
Oh, you got it right off the bat. Donovan, you're feeling better already, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, yeah, okay. Donovan, this is Keith. He's your partner in crime.
Hi, Donovan.
Hello, Keith.
He's also an investment advisor, are you?
Correct.
You need any advice in investments?
If I had anything to invest, I could, I suppose.
Yeah, that's his advice. Get something to invest.
Yeah. Donovan.
Get
yeah.
some money.
Yeah. Get some money and invest it. All right, Donovan, Keith, you are a team right now. You guys work together. We have various categories, and what are they, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Donovan, you can pick first one. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
School it is. Use then in a sentence to prove that you're from around here. Who wants to do it?
Letting Donovan do this one.
Donovan, you want to do it?
All right. Then will I get a clue?
Well, it's usually in the form of a question, isn't it? I think a part of a question, I think, is what I'm thinking here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was my question.
Am I getting a clue then? Is that what you're
then
saying?
Then will I get a clue?
Okay. We can accept that. Is that right, Keith?
Sure,
all right. That's good. Right. Put it at the end there. You're like, are you going to the lake then? But I had mine, but that's close enough.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Oh, okay, what's left there, sir?
We have current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Keith?
Current events, please.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. What was the motive for the 17 dumpster fires that a Moorhead man started? Why did he say he did it?
He liked the excitement.
Yes, he liked the excitement. Donovan, you agree with that? That's what he said. Did it for the excitement. what a good motive.
It was a slow week.
Yeah, it was a good motive for him.
Two right, zero wrong.
Fantastic. What's left?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Donovan?
Science.
Science it is. Okay. According to research at North Dakota State in Fargo, will drinking pickle juice, beet juice, or wheatgrass stop cramps during exercise?
Donovan, I think this one's pickle juice.
For some reason, that sounds right.
That's right, pickle juice. Holy cow, these guys are too smart. They can't be on this show. They've won the quiz. Looks like we're in a one-for situation here. Now, you guys could quit, right? Or Sarah, what could they do?
Yeah, or they could go for the mother load.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do they have to do to get the mother load?
They have to get two more questions.
No,
right.
We're just doing the one for Sarah.
Oh, just one for? Then they have to get one more question.
Yeah, right. But if you get it wrong, then you lose everything you've gained so far.
He's got six kids.
I have to go motherload myself.
Motherload, Donovan?
No guts, no glory. Let's go for it.
No guts, no glory, Donovan. Okay. Got to get this one right. What category? Let's see. Is it back to Donovan?
Donovan.
Yes, Donovan, what category would you like? Come on, here, what's
Shall
that?
I list them off? Yes. People, places, or odds and ends?
People, places, odds and ends.
My partner have a preference?
I have no care. I don't care.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Could be anything. Yes, it is. True or false, in the North Dakota call centers, the women are encouraged to use Chinese or Indian names when they answer the phone.
I actually used to work at a call center out of college, and I don't remember any Chinese names back then,
okay.
In the early 90s.
Okay.
I did too, and I don't recall that either. So.
Okay. So you're saying it's false?
I believe it's false.
False is true. Yes, it is false. It's an idea, though, worth thinking about. Congratulations, you won the mother load.
Keith, you can begin your quiz victory celebrations with 2 6-packs of refreshing summer wheat ale from the Fargo Brewing Company. And to complement that beer, Deb's Texas-sized chips in 3 great flavors, sun-dried tomato, spinach, and garlic from Deb Jenkins of Deb's Corner Foods and Catering here in Fargo. Then read Mark DeSell's How Fargo of You, Lessons in Kindness from America's Most Surprising Success, in a signed copy from the author, while ironically wearing a wood chipper t-shirt from the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau. Donovan, you don't have to be Norwegian to appreciate a package of Freddy's homemade potato lefse, hand-rolled and fried to perfection here in Fargo since 1946, which you can enjoy with Bernarski's Bloody Mary and Caesar seasoning, included in a basket with Clamato, olives, and a t-shirt, all from Scott Karski and David Bren of Bernarski's in faraway Dickinson, North Dakota. From the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau, a sturdy travel mug and an always warm blanket, and plaster your walls with the Land and Its People poster from North Dakota State University. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice job, Donovan. Well done. I hope you feel better. Hang on for a second. We'll send you some stuff to make you feel better.